Welcome to another Carl Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin. Now, Rob.
Yes?
It was baseball season's back around.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I wanted to go to the games to see the Giants play in the opening of the Australian Baseball League. I almost said basketball, didn't I?
Yeah, well,
so used to saying that. Yeah. Unfortunately, I couldn't get there for other reasons, but I missed out on, obviously, some great games.
Yeah, look, it was a sensational weekend. I mean, just to put it in perspective, LA Giants used to play in the old ABL in the 90s, and when it was resurrected in 2010, it was known as the LA Bite was the LA franchise, and they had been in a few grand finals, but no premiership success. And anyway, for this season, they changed their name back to the Giants. And
which has obviously been a great move.
Well, it's...
according to the results on...
The first round, yeah. Winning four games against the fourth-time champion was an absolute thrill.
It would be. So we played Brisbane Bandits.
Yep.
And as you just said, they've won the last four premierships.
Yep.
And from what we've spoken about off-air, so to speak, Adelaide have struggled for the last couple of seasons. So to come out and win, like sweep all four games... that must have been fabulous for the Adelaide crowd and team.
Well, to put it in perspective, they used to play at Norwood Oval. Now they've transferred over to West Beach, and the last two seasons have been poor. They've been near the bottom and just haven't looked like winning. They're just playing with so much more purpose now. And to put it further into perspective, the Adelaide Bite, the original Adelaide Bite in the first season in 2010 won their first four games at home, and that's the only time it's been done until now. And it's been 2012 was the last time the Adelaide franchise opened at home, so that's that was a big plus as well. To get away to a 4-0 start is a great foundation to play out the rest of the season, whereas in recent seasons they've been slow starts.
Great to, I mean, you can't, a perfect start, isn't it? So, a lot to play for now. Now, how many, four games played on the weekend just gone. So, how many games in total will Adelaide play in the ABL comp this season?
I think it's 40 games. So, there's they have like, nowadays there's eight teams and they divide them up into two conferences. And we play every team in our conference, Perth, Melbourne and Korea, we play them home and away. So that's that accounts for six of our series. And the other four series are against the other four conference teams that we play them just one series. Two of the teams we play at home and two of them we play away.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty results, when will we be able to see the Giants play in Adelaide again?
Well, the next two rounds, round two and round three, round two is in Sydney, round three is in Geelong against Korea, and then in round four, in round December 18, I think it is, around that period of time, there's Melbourne Aces come down to West Beach.
Melbourne Aces, and so I've got to make sure I've got my dates free to get to that game.
Yeah, you better. You promised to go.
If they go and then they don't win.
Well,
will I be maybe a bad omen?
Only if you believe in that. I don't believe in things like that.
I believe in superstition.
No, you can't. You can't run your life on superstition, can you?
Well, some people do. Now, game one, 10-3. It sounds like a thrashing.
It sounds like a thrashing, but in fact, Adelaide scored two runs in the first innings, and Brisbane actually scored three in the third innings to hit the front 3-2. We got a run in the bottom of the innings to make it to 3-3. We broke it open in the fourth innings with four runs, and we scored two in the fifth and one in the seventh to sort of pull away. It was really a little bit tense and close, but there's a couple of issues about the way the Giants played that really helped. One of them was their speed around the bases. They're taking the extra base. It really opened up quite a lot of opportunities, something that's probably been missing over the last couple of seasons. So... there was especially Aaron Whitefield. His speed and his canniness on the base pass made a huge difference.
So Whitefield scored in all games, looking at the results.
Well, he's got safe hits in every game,
yeah. He's got safe hits in each game. Now, so we come out game one of the new season and we win 10-3.
Yep.
what's different in this team compared to the last couple of seasons? You talked about their base running and their speed, and obviously putting pressure on the fielding team. But what else is different? What's new about this team?
Well, I think the pitching staff and how manager Chris Tank Addison is handling the pitching staff and making the... He seems to be making smarter changes within the team, which may reflect the depth of players available.
So Chris Tank Addison, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Nicknames are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Has he been the coach over the last couple of seasons?
Well, I think he took over last season, was his first season, and... He played for the Bite for a few seasons while he was playing up there at Goodwood Indians, and he was a catcher and he was a reasonably good player, and I suppose he's got that experience under his belt now, and I just see him now developing as a fairly decent coach.
Obviously, they've had a great off season getting ready for this season now. In terms, I know that I imagine just like other sports, especially where we have American influence, like basketball, we have a lot of imports come over and play. Is that the same for baseball? Is there do we get a lot of Americans? Or I know, and you said Korea, who obviously are playing in this league.
And New Zealand.
And New Zealand. Oh, wow. Okay. So do we get a lot of imports coming into this league?
Yeah, you do. I think if you go through the whole roster, remembering that in a four-game series, you need like 8 to 10 pitchers because you've got your four starters, you've got your relievers, and you've got your closers. So the same closer can close 2 or 3 games. Middle relievers can pitch in a couple of games. So it varies. It depends on matchups.
So just stop me there because, again, I'm learning about baseball, and this is a good way of teaching other people who, like me, don't know much about the closer. Is that someone, is that like the last couple of innings? Is that what we're talking about there? Like, what? Tell me what that, I mean, obviously get opening pitches, they're opening the game. Do they open each innings or how does that all work?
Well, what happens is your starter starts a game. And if you can get 6 of the 9 innings out of him, that's a good day's work. Most of them go 5 or 6 innings. If they get shelled and hit around a little bit, they will come out of the game. That's where you need your middle relievers, your long middle relief. Closers quite often, more often than not, just come in to close the last innings, just to, you know, finish the game off. Like, it's where the game's tight, they've got a bit of experience where they can handle the pressure, you know, one run ball game and finish the game.
So they would come in regardless of results?
No.
Only if it's a tight game?
Most of the time, or if the games aren't tight for the whole series, they've got to get some work in.
So it's a bit like when we're watching, say, cricket and we're watching the BBL and you've got, they always have the bowler who they know is experienced, can cope with pressure, can make sure they're online, minimise any chance of getting a hit.
Yeah, you could say that cricket has followed baseball a little bit in that regard.
Okay. Same concept.
Yes, it is. So anyway... like game on Saturday, they had a doubleheader. They had 2 games. The first game was 7 innings, and that was tight. It was 0-0 after 4 innings. They managed to, the Giants scored a run in the bottom of the 5th innings, which again was created by good base running. And then they broke it open with 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th and held them out in the 7th, so they won 4-0. And then in the late game, now Adelaide kind of controlled that late. It was 0 all up to the 5th innings. Brisbane got a run in the 5th, Adelaide got a run in the 6th, and then they got 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th and had control of the game. They were 3-1 up. Brisbane got a run in the top of the 8th to make it a 1-run game. Adelaide came back with a run, and it looked like, okay, all you got to do is get them out in the last innings, and we've won. But unbelievably, 2 out, 2 men on base, Mitch Nielsen for Brisbane, who'd been hot all night. He'd had 4 hits. And he hit a 3-run home run. And the funny thing is, I was watching it from the grandstand, and I said to my mate next to me, I reckon we should walk this guy, load the bases up because he's dangerous. And they pitched to him, and he hit the home run. So put us behind the 8-ball.
That name, Nielsen, that seems to be a name that I recognise.
Dave Nielsen. Dave Nielsen, yeah. He's a Major League Baseballer from Milwaukee. He's actually the coach or manager of the Brisbane team. So he's partly been responsible for those 4 premierships they've won in a row. So, yeah, Nielsen's a very famous name. Now, in the bottom of the 9th, we still had 1 more at bat. We had 2 out, 2 men on base, and 2 strikes on the batter. and they hit the ball up the middle towards shortstop. And all the shortstop had to do is pick the ball up, throw to first base, get the out, and Brisbane had won. But he lost his footing as he went to go for the ball. And not only did the runner from third score, the runner from second didn't stop. So it caught them by surprise. So he scored, and we won the game.
Wow. So it was... So into the last innings.
Absolutely brilliant.
So a little bit of luck.
Yeah, well, that's the story of sport, isn't it?
It is.
You need a little bit of luck.
You've got to take your chances when you get them.
Let's just finish off the last game on the Sunday because...
Well, that looks like a much tighter game as well. So last two games, 5-6 or 6-5. So tell us about game four.
Well, game four on the Sunday, Brisbane got an early lead. They got 3 runs in the fourth and 2 runs in the fifth to lead 5-1. Adelaide scored their 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Then in the bottom of the seventh, Adelaide scored another run when Ben Akolinski hit a home run. So we're 5-2 down, but Brisbane are looking like winners. Anyway, in the bottom of the eighth innings, we had loaded bases and Whitfield came up and hit a grand slam home run to put Adelaide 6-5 up, and then our pitching staff held out, so we won.
The crowd must have loved that.
They must have.
It would have been a lot of excitement.
Yes, that's the only game I missed.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I had my commitments with the Gawler Rangers to score, so so I can't... Good
on you looking after the local team.
Yeah, I can't get to them all, but yeah, it was absolutely sensational to win all four. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it is. I mean, imagine the crowd did love that. And it shows a lot of poise, doesn't it, to come back in that situation against the reigning premiers to score those 4 runs in the bottom of the eighth.
Well, you know, of the four games, including the 10-3 win, Adelaide came from behind in 3 of the 4 games. We won 4-0 on the early game on Saturday. We were 3-2 down in game one, and we ended up winning that 10-3. We sort of went down in game three, the late game on Saturday night, where 5-4 down, and we scored those 2 runs. And then, of course, we were 5-2 down until the Grand Slam home run. So that builds a lot of character and gives you a lot of confidence.
You can imagine they have a lot of confidence coming out of this series. Now, you said, is it Whitfield or Whitefield?
Well, it's spelt Whitefield, isn't it? But
sometimes it might be.
They call him Whitfield.
I'm looking at the results. Was scored in all of the games.
Well, you've got safe hits, yeah.
Safe hits in all games.
Yeah.
So was he one of the key players across the whole series?
Well, he was Adelaide's only representative when Australia played over in Asia recently. So he's an Australian rep. He originally came from Brisbane where he actually won a league MVP. So, and he's only young, like 22, 23 years old. So he's really sensational. I remember when the Bite used to have a centre fielder from Western Australia, and he was really a great player and sort of lifted the team. And now I think Whitfield's sort of along the same lines, where Mitch Denning was a guy that came over from Western Australia, and I loved the way he played the game. He was an Australian player and he really lifted the team. It looks like Whitfield's filling his boots.
Wonderful. And who else were highlights from you from the games that you got to see?
Well, I liked Mikey Reynolds and Eric Peterson. They were two of the US imports that did a lot of damage with the bat and on the bases. Their heads-up ability to steal bases and to take the extra base, it was infectious. You could see the whole team lifting with it, so that was really good. Ben Akolinski, he started to show a little bit of power, so I got some hope for him. I think he'll be a good player, so... There's hope all around the place. The infield made very few errors compared to Brisbane, so it looks like we've got a tight infield. We've got good pitching, good depth in our pitching. We've got good hitters right through the lineup. A good formula for, I reckon, playoffs are a distinct possibility, and I think...
Did you want to put money on that? Did you want to make a prediction early in the season, Rob? Well, like a lot of experts do in their areas.
Well, it's hard until you've played a few of the teams to have a look at sort of what
did
the
you have. Did you get a chance to look at the games, other games from around Australia on the weekend? Were there any other standouts?
Well, there were some high scoring games. It's until you see teams at their full capacity, because not all the players are here yet. So as they arrive over this round and next round. Then you sort of start judging the teams, but Adelaide are looking pretty good.
Well, a 4-0 start is excellent. You can't do any better. And by the sounds of the games, they held their nerve and come back in some really challenging situations. So well done to Adelaide Giants. And I'm going to have to get to the next game. I've never been to a baseball game, and so I have to get along, don't I?
Yeah, I reckon that's a must, mate. I reckon.
Can I get one of those big hands to wear? Do you wear them? Is that worth seeing?
I've seen them there, but they're more basketball type stuff.
Baseball? Are you hot dogs?
Yeah, they have hot dogs.
What about beer?
Yeah, there's beer.
Do you have a like American beer or is it a South Australian?
Yak. You ever heard of yak beer?
Yeah. Fat yak, lazy yak.
Well, I remember one time last season, they had a special. So you bought the can of yak beer and they put it in a beer holder, which is sort of made out of like woolly stuff. So that was a good little gift. And also, when we entered on Friday night for the game one, they gave out these little giants.
I saw that towel. On Facebook. Yeah. I thought, damn, I'm not going to get a towel. I'm not there. Well, I was going to ring you and say, can you get me one? But
well, Sean, now that I know you want one, I did pick up two, so we'll see what I can do.
You're a good bloke.
So ends another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.